I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
People will chase you in three conditions, all right? Number one, when they see your growth. Number two, when they see you becoming more attractive. And number three, when they see you happiest alone. My friend, instead of chasing, attract. Believe in the simple fact that whatever's meant for you will come to you. Manifest good things, good people, and good days coming to you. Focus on the law of doing and let the law of attraction work for you. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about how you should stop chasing people and things, and you should start attracting those good people, good things, good opportunities instead. So often, we forget our worth and the power that we have through our thoughts, through our words, through our actions, through how we live our lives, through the law of doing. We forget the power that we have within ourselves, and we think that we are lacking things. We think that we need to chase things, chase people, when in fact you shouldn't. You should attract them instead. When it comes to manifestation, there are many things that you can do to accelerate or prevent your desires from coming to fruition, from coming to life. Your beliefs are powerful and they can influence what you are capable of experiencing and what's able to manifest within your life. Attracting anything starts with believing it is yours. But in order to find success, you cannot chase your desired manifestation. This puts out the energy that you don't already have it. It amplifies a state of wanting, which means not having, instead of attuning your vibration to already having what you desire. Your vibration, your energy attracts more of itself, so you can see why it is important to be in a state that resembles already being at that point you want to reach. Manifestation is all about energy. It's all about beliefs. It's all about your mind, your thoughts. One of the most simple affirmations, my friend, for attraction is, I don't chase, I attract. This is one of the most beneficial thoughts you can have when trying to manifest anything. When you believe this, everything that you desire is constantly making its way into your life. When you believe this, you are telling the universe that you are worthy of even the most amazing desires you have and that everything comes to you with ease and grace. And you can change your thoughts through meditation, prayer, affirmations, being grateful, and even the words that you use. I don't chase, I attract. What belongs to me will find me. It's that simple. And my friend, personally, I always pray to the Lord God that He guides me throughout this life and He puts me on the path wherein I will get what I deserve with the work that I put out in the world. Of course, I believe that the Lord God is always guiding me. I always ask for His help and I'm grateful that He puts me on the path wherein I need to be in order to live that fulfilling dream life that I have always envisioned myself of living on this earth. My friend, have faith. I believe that with manifesting things into your life, you need to have faith. All right? Don't chase people. Be an example. Attract them. Work hard and be yourself. Be your true, authentic self. The people who belong in your life will come find you and stay. Just do your thing, keep working on yourself, and have faith. With all of that said, my friend, I want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. You still have time to change, grow, and be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, the Lord God is always with us. Please do tag me on Instagram at Journey with Julianne and at Julianne Epapo on your Instagram stories. Share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this. And I will talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.